Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Think for a minute about the situation that high school students face as they seek summer jobs and internships this year. COVID-19, a teetering economy, uncertainty everywhere. Now, imagine you're a student from a low-income neighborhood. College may not be on your radar, nor are internships. You can't even envision that you'd ever work in a professional situation. That's what millions of teens, mostly from urban environments and mostly minority, are confronted with. And it means that their employment options are limited. Not just this summer, but for their entire future. But there is an organization dedicated to improving the future economic prospects for these young people, giving them experience and a new set of skills for the work world through paid internships, which has put more than 5,000 youth on the path to success. We heard about Urban Alliance through our partner, Bank of America, which works closely with them. Today, we'll talk to Ashauna Smith, CEO of Urban Alliance, and Carrie Sullivan, president of the Bank of America Charitable Foundation, about the urgent need Urban Alliance is filling. Now, 2020's college graduates are facing what is being called the worst job market since the Depression. According to the Center for Labor Markets and Policy at Drexel University, only 23% of youth ages 16 to 19 will work this summer, compared to 33% before the pandemic hit. And at least one in four young adults are unemployed right now, which is higher than the peak during the Great Recession. And with the competition for jobs so fierce right now, having some grounding in the professional world can offer a huge advantage. But what if you come from a community where very few go to college, where professional jobs and internships are non-existent? How do you pick up the so-called soft skills that employers prize? How do you learn, for instance, to do presentations, to speak up in meetings, to build a network? And it's a problem not just for the job seekers. When young people from minority backgrounds are kept out of the professional pipeline, companies are denied the diverse talent and points of view that lead to greater innovation and impact. Urban Alliance is helping close that gap, and more than 5,000 high school students have benefited so far. The results are amazing. 90% of the interns are accepted to college, and Urban Alliance members retain the skills that lead to professional success. I spoke to Ashauna Smith, CEO of the Urban Alliance. Here's what she had to say.
Urban Alliance is a nonprofit organization that's been around for close to 25 years. And what we do is provide low-income high school seniors with their very first internship or their very first job. And we partner with major companies, including Bank of America. The internship lasts from November to August of their senior year. It is fully paid. And the point is to expose them early on to what a real workforce experience is like and to ensure that they are been able to connect to pathways of economic self-sufficiency based upon the skills, the networks, the mentorship, and the early workforce experience that they receive from these opportunities. They usually come into these workforce experiences at major companies never having been in that kind of a corporate setting. And so the first and deepest impact is around the exposure level. So they are brought out of their neighborhoods and into new realities and really begin to break down sort of those stereotypes that those places don't belong to them and that those places aren't for them. Oftentimes what we hear when our students complete these internships is that the companies, the staff, they got way more out of this experience than the young people did. Really the most important thing during this pandemic, the most important thing that Urban Alliance wanted to do was to make sure that our students continued to learn and earn during this time, that they're learning skills, and that they're earning a wage. And so Bank of America has been great in helping us to keep those internships going virtually this summer.
We also spoke with Carrie Sullivan, president of the Bank of America Charitable Foundation, on why this partnership with the Urban Alliance is so important right now.
We have been a long supporter, a long partner with Urban Alliance, and they are a critical partner in our work with youth and connecting youth to the possibilities of work, career, and really having a life where they can prosper. So they have been a great partner, not only in summer youth employment, but also with internships during the school year. Well, this summer is particularly challenged with all the issues we are facing through the pandemic and a lot of the racial justice issues before us. And as a company, we've really had to pivot, and we've spent a lot of time thinking about how best to provide a virtual work experience for young people. And we were able to do that. In fact, this summer, we're putting about 3,700 young people to work virtually this summer and providing them with a stipend, which is also a very important piece of our program, making sure they're earning money for the financial obligations they have, not only for themselves, but for their families.
Such an incredible program. Especially this summer when things are so challenging, Urban Alliance will be making the difference for young people and for our country for decades to come. So here's something good for today. When you improve the outlook for young people, you're changing their future and the future of communities. We all benefit when companies have a diverse workplace and diverse points of view. Urban Alliance is making that happen every day. You can help them by getting involved personally or getting your company involved. Go to theurbanalliance.org to learn more. And to learn more about programs Bank of America supports, go to bankofamerica.com/workforcedevelopment. Thanks for joining and have a great day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.